Hi, this is a follow visit, Mr. Wojcik, W-O-J-C-I-K is the last name. First name, Z-B-I-G-N-I-E-W, date of birth 6-4-1970, date of accident 6-29-2021, and date of service is 12-22-2023. The patient is presenting for a regular follow-up visit today. He has been complaining of severe pain in the neck and a weakness of the right arm with radiation of the numbness and tingling into the right forearm in a medial part of it, beginning from the elbow to the fourth and fifth finger, constant numbness and weakness of the hand and poor grip is reported. In addition, patient suffers from pain in the lower back and middle back. Lower back pain is around 5 to 6 with no radiation to the buttocks or legs, and the middle back pain is minuscule at around 2 or 3. These are his major issues, and patient report that his pain varies from 5 to 8 in overall, and ADLs are affected. 70% pain is reported relieved and healing is going on. He reports that following ADLs in the general activity and mood is affected 7, work is affected 10, sleep 8, and enjoyment of life is affected 7. Walking ability is affected 6, relationship with other people is affected 5. In the system review, patient continues to complain in neurology and psych for vision disturbance, difficulty sleeping, lack of concentration, depression, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has ongoing stiffness and pain in the neck and the lower back and middle back, as well as the right elbow, and numbness and tingling of the right forearm with poor grip, limited range of motion at the right shoulder. In the additional history, none is reported. No new changes in medical history or surgical, no hospitalization or weight loss, no other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortran. Substance abuse, none. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medications. The blood pressure is 132/79, pulse is 86, pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam comes from the previous visit of 12-1-2023, dictation number 1218-078, along with diagnosis. Plan is to provide the patient an injection to the right suprascapular nerve block and also to the right ulnar nerve. The idea is to have a diagnostic criteria, and the reason to do it is to find out if suprascapular nerve is entrapped at the suprascapular notch and there is a consistent weakness, although it could be a result of issues in the cervical spine where he has disc herniation at the level of C4, 5, C5, 6 and C6, 7. While it could also be an entrapment at the right suprascapular nerve. Same way, right ulnar nerve seems inflamed and is tender to touch, and the area of numbness distribution is in the ulnar nerve from the elbow down, involving fourth, fifth finger. The weakness, motor weakness and poor grip is definitely present. Grip is only 4x5, motor weakness 4x5. And so, it's diagnostically it's important. Patient is also considering a spinal cord stimulation device. A long discussion was carried out as alternate to the cervical disc replacement surgery. The patient is trying to choose the spinal cord stimulation device as advised by the spine surgeon, Dr. Redden. In addition, patient is undergoing laser treatment. Chiropractic treatment has begun, as well as acupuncture, and he also is seeing a surgeon, neurosurgeon, and a spine surgeons. He's also undergoing psychological evaluations. A laser treatment device for home is also provided to the patient, which consists of on-lux photobiomodulation. He's also trying to file a disability, which is perfectly fine. The injection to the right ulnar nerve and right suprascapular nerve was given today under local with the ethyl chloride spray. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. Patient was also provided medications on the last visit, which consist of Mobic, Flexeril, Ortram, Neurontin and Furoscid, that is continuing. His labs are looking decent, which has been checked, as well as the MAPs have been checked. His MRIs have been reviewed and all the alternate therapy models have been discussed, including yoga, meditation, stretching of the neck, neck traction. And the patient, besides having cervical disc herniation, he also has a herniated disc at T4-5, T5-6, and then also L5-S1 and L4-L5. And hence the spinal cord stimulation device makes much better sense for him due to this generalized nature of disc involvement. And the patient will make a decision after discussing with his family and or further reviews. We have informed him all the sources to review. So far the patient is stable. He continues for physical therapy 2 times per week, especially for his left sacroiliac joint, for the right elbow, neck and the lower back. Disability continues for work and housework and transportation. Thank you.